how to gain wisdom. The world today is afflicted with binding principles and precepts. People are forced to abide by artificial rules of conduct, mechanical adherence to external rules and regulations cannot change their inner nature. Even threats and punitive actions will not mend matters. Instead, that would suppress their minds, frustrate them. Religious dogmas and doctrines thrust upon masses cannot bring about spiritual development. The way to go about it is to instill the knowledge of the inner self. That would eradicate sorrow and misery and ensure enduring peace and happiness. The process takes a while. One cannot gain it overnight. Even building the physical body takes time. Developing positive emotions involves more time and effort, while intellectual education takes years from kindergarten to graduation. Thus, spiritual edification requires far more time, effort, endurance. That explains why people are disinclined to pursue spiritual knowledge. They do not want to set aside time for learning the deeper import of life, the higher values of living. They are averse to effort and exertion, unwilling to strive and struggle for the truth, and would rather choose the easy way out by following the herd blindly. But that does not help them. Consequently, the mass of humanity remains unspiritual and are harassed by the trials and tribulations of the world. A child touches a hot plate and screams. It has no knowledge of fire and heat. Educate the child, acquaint it with the knowledge of fire. It will never get close to it again. So does humanity need the knowledge of life, the fundamental principles of living, the spiritual laws that govern humans and their relation with the world. Spiritual knowledge would remove the stress and strain of life, lead humanity towards peace and bliss. An essential prerequisite for acquiring knowledge is awareness of one's ignorance. You must become conscious of your ignorance concerning the spiritual aspect of life. Without being conscious of your limitation, you have little chance of learning. But people the world over believe they have the knowledge already. Joss Billings drives home this truth. The trouble with most folks is not so much their ignorance as their knowing so many things which ain't so. It is futile to try and instill knowledge into a person who firmly believes he knows it all. Therefore, if you wish to acquire knowledge, you must keep the shutters of learning wide open. Recognize your areas of ignorance. Be ever ready to receive more and more knowledge. Your pursuit of knowledge ends only with the discovery of the self. Acquisition of knowledge is not mere cramming of information from external sources. Presently, a person is reputed to be learned when he is acquainted with the thoughts and ideas of others. Equipped with the knowledge contained in textbooks and teachers, few realize that true education springs from oneself. The word educate etymologically means to draw out. Knowledge has to be drawn out of you, not pushed in. Luminaries like William Shakespeare or Herbert Spencer derived their wisdom from within themselves. You need to study their works to graduate from university. But neither Shakespeare nor Spencer was a graduate. Someone asked Spencer if he was a voracious reader. He instantly quipped, "No, sir. If I were as big a reader as others, I would have been as big an ignoramus as others." Thus, men of wisdom have been original, independent thinkers. The knowledge laid down by them is no doubt great, but it doesn't become yours until you contemplate upon it, assimilate, absorb it. The basic concept of education has been lost. Education has come to mean mere acceptance of past thoughts and ideas, an unquestioning obeisance to authority, more so with regard to religious doctrines and dogmas. Religion has been reduced to fanatic beliefs, fiendish superstitions, and mechanical rituals. These parasitic practices have led humanity to extreme fundamentalism, and the religious fundamentalists are destroying the world. Religious texts were no doubt products of revelation of realized souls, but people have blindly accepted them without spending thought and reflection upon them. Few have an understanding of the subject. The blind are leading the blind. This has crippled the modern society. Preceptors and precepts of the past are taken more on trust rather than knowledge and understanding. A child grows into a particular faith even before it becomes an adult. And adults too have lost their power of reasoning. There's hardly any study, reflection or research on the truths governing life. The world faces a total stagnation in the field of religion. The soul of religion has been slain and people are hugging to its carcass. Great spiritual masters of the past gave out certain aspects of the truth, but no individual master could possibly cover the whole truth. Just as one scientist, however great, cannot present the entire subject of science. Science is the amalgam of the knowledges contributed by numerous scientists. So it is with Vedanta. Vedanta is the ultimate philosophy laid down by several savants and sages who were realized souls. Later on, individual masters brought in several religions only to preserve and present the supreme truth. Like the husk does to the grain, but people all over have gathered the husk and discarded the grain. There is hardly any reasoning left in the world. To locate a person thinking rationally today is finding a needle in a haystack. People need to go beyond the husk and get to the grain. Approach the truths of life with reason and judgment. The sages gained the knowledge through their own effort, through reflection, contemplation, and meditation. They do not claim any supernatural power descending upon them. They made it clear that it is the prerogative of every human being to discover his supreme self. The power that they possessed resides in you as well. If they had derived spiritual energy from the original source within themselves, so can you. It is the birthright of a human. You must educate yourself with original truths of life. Study them carefully. Analyze them logically. Experiment with them in your life and accept those that prove themselves. Then knowledge sinks into you, becomes your own, makes you spiritually wise, Thereafter, those truths manifest in your thought, word and deed. You lead a spiritual life. Lord Buddha has cautioned humanity over 2,500 years ago on the important role of reason in human life. Do not believe what you have heard. Do not believe in tradition because it is handed down many generations. Do not believe in anything that has been spoken of many times. Do not believe because the written statements come from some old sage. Do not believe in conjecture. Do not believe in authority or teachers or elders. But after careful observation and analysis, when it agrees with reason and it will benefit one and all, then accept it and live by it. So must spiritual knowledge be taken in regulated doses. If not, the knowledge passes through you without producing the desired effect. You could be well versed in spiritual literature and not turn spiritual. All the sacred information that you gather may not bring about a transformation in your personality. Spiritual books read or discourses heard could make you a scholar at best. You may even author spiritual books, give spiritual discourses, and yet remain far from being spiritual. Spiritual growth is measured by the stability of the mind. An unstable mind perturbed in the fluctuations of the external world lacks the elements of spirituality. Such a mind is like milk, watery and easily flowing, whereas a stable mind resembles yogurt, thick and does not run. The process of preparing yogurt out of milk is strikingly similar to making a person spiritual. It has been an age-old tradition among the Indians to make yogurt in their homes. To prepare yogurt, milk is first heated to boiling point and left to cool to lukewarm temperature. A small portion of yogurt left over for the purpose is then mixed with the milk. The mixture is left overnight. By next morning, the thin running milk is converted to thick formed yogurt. In a similar process, a seeker initially goes through the challenges of life. Later, he chooses a relatively peaceful place for spiritual practice. Not the heat of the marketplace, nor the cool heights of the mountain. That is indicated by bringing the milk to lukewarm temperature. The little yogurt of yesterday represents a measured daily dose of Vedantic knowledge left behind by the sages. That is added and stirred. The spiritual truths taken in have to be reflected upon. The overnight period that the yogurt takes to set indicates that the seeker needs a length of time for the knowledge to seep in. Adopting this procedure, the individual emerges with a sound, stable mind. The stability of mind marks his spiritual evolution. Religious practitioners have not been following the prescribed procedures for spiritual development. They merely run through volumes of spiritual literature, and they do so alongside their material and sensual indulgences. Give no time nor put in an effort to think, contemplate upon the matter therein. Consequently, they do not assimilate, absorb the knowledge taken in. All the accumulated knowledge becomes a burden rather than a blessing, no more useful to them than gold on a mule's back is to the mule. Whereas, with proper intake of spiritual knowledge, you rise from a physical, sensual person to emotional, to intellectual to spiritual. People the world over have been denied spiritual education. As a result, they are steeped in ignorance and preoccupied with accumulating material wealth and indulging in their senses, not realizing that wealth and senses can provide only a false sense of peace and pleasure. As a person acquires spiritual knowledge, he rises from the physical to the emotional level. He is no more victimized by material and sensual demands. His physical pleasures are shadowed by the joys of the mind. Thus, continuing to acquire more knowledge, he develops intellectual clarity and awareness, which provides him satisfaction and solace superior to the joys of the mind or the pleasures of the body. The culmination of knowledge reaches the seeker to the Supreme Self, the abode of absolute peace and bliss. The ultimate spiritual experience is like blazing sunlight before all other lights. The ignorance of self-knowledge makes the life of a person rough and rugged. The trial and tribulation of the world produce worry and anxiety. He remains in a state of stress. But as he chooses to gain more and more knowledge, he frees himself gradually from mundane persecution. Thus, pursuing the self, he reaches the state of enlightenment. The entire experience is like rising up in a balloon. On the ground, one feels the ruggedness of the surface. Rising even a little above the surface, the humps and bumps are gone. Gathering more height, even hills and valleys make no difference. And at the highest point, everything is smooth and graceful. So does the enlightened one feel absolute peace and bliss in the zenith of spirituality. Those who remain in ignorance complain of iniquity and injustice prevailing in the world, that wickedness is rampant everywhere. The innocent are being deceived and harassed by the vicious. People wonder why the dishonest prosper where the honest suffer. This has been the general grievance everywhere. Few have attempted to analyze and investigate the cause for it. The layperson meekly resigns it to fate, without realizing that there is a reason for this paradox in life. The good suffering at the hands of the bad, a careful scrutiny will show that it arises from the distinctions in the nature of their inner personalities. The ones with a weaker constitution suffer. The solution lies in fortifying the weak. One needs to study the inner constitution, reflect over it, and strengthen the intellect. Having developed a strong intellect, one becomes equipped to deal with the treacherous practices in the world.